Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. It's a Sunday and I'm out having a walk, hence why you're going to get a car noise going past in a second. And today's topic is about training like an underdog. One of the things that I absolutely adore, and maybe it's because of my left brain thinking, I love the process. I love the work. I love what it takes to achieve something greater than where you are right now. It doesn't matter what it is. If you think about a workout, for instance, a lot of people don't like doing workouts. So most people on the planet don't do workouts. Me, I love the process of working out. Why? Because I connect what it means afterwards. So imagine that you do something and there's a whole bunch of dots that appear after you do something. I know that that happens and I love the fact that, yeah, it's going to hurt. Yes, I need to keep on doing it for the rest of my life if I want to achieve the things that I want to achieve for my health and wellness and mental health and just mindset success. And I love the fact that it burns. I love the fact that I have to be so consistent. I love the fact that I need to remain focused on achieving something better each workout. I know that I need to change it from time to time. I know that I need to track what it is that I do. I know I need to warm up. I know I need to cool down. I know I need to fuel myself. I know I need to keep taking supplements so that I can fuel my body the right way with those nutrients that my food doesn't perhaps give me, like an insurance policy. I know that I have to do meal preparation. I know that I have to stay very positive with my self-talk. I know that I have to keep getting coached. I know that I need to keep growing myself. I know I need to keep challenging my mindset. I know I need to keep pushing my heart so that I can remain cardiovascularly strong. I know I need to have my teeth checked. I know I need to clean my teeth twice a day. I know I need to go and have my eyes checked. I know I need to get have an annual blood check and have all blood sugars, but that's part of it. My blood tests are done. I know I need to get my skin checks done. Like, there are so many things in maintaining this thing called a human body, but I enjoy that process because I know it means that I'm going to be really healthy and strong and vital, and I'll be able to do the things that I want to do when I want to do them with the people that I want to do them with and enjoy that process because of the work that I've put in to achieve where I am right now and where I am in the future. And I know that I have to keep doing that. And I know that if I wrote down all the different things that I need to do on a daily basis, on a regular basis, then that seems like a lot. And it's like, oh wow, that seems like way too much work for me. Or if you just language it, that seems like a lot of work. Yeah, it is. It is a lot of work. Sometimes it can be heavier and harder than other days. But because I've connected the dots down the track, I know that it's worth it. And that's why I love it so much. And again, because of my left brain, I can see that, well, if I do steps A, B, C, or these three or four or five or 10 different steps, that's going to give me this X, Y, Z outcome. Fantastic. Because I know that, I'm going to do the work. If the work that I did didn't lead to positive outcomes, I wouldn't do it. Right? It's just not, it's not something that I put as a priority. It's not important to me to do that. I would rather focus my time and energy on other things that are going to deliver me outcomes that are great. That's really important to me. So, in many ways, I train like an underdog. I train like I'm hungry. Not training like there's something that I've already achieved. Not coming with that mindset. Sorry about the the wind. Let me shelter this a little bit. I'm changing direction in a second, so maybe the microphone will be protected. But I train like I'm hungry to achieve something that I haven't achieved yet. Even though I may have had success in different areas, because I love the process and know that I'm capable of more. I can deliver more. I can grow more. I can do more. That excites me. That's just, I don't know whether it's sadistic or not, but that means that I've got to keep doing that work, or I've got to do more work, or I've got to change the work that I'm doing and add something else more to the work. But because I have conditioned myself to understand that success requires hard work, success requires consistency, success requires coaching. I'm talking about high-level success here. I'm not talking about just living. I'm talking about living in the top 1% of health, top 1% of the things that are important to you for your age. That's what I'm talking about. And that will never come with ease. So that's why I train like an underdog. So when it's time to win, you win like a champion. If you train like you're already there, then you're going to back off. You're going to become complacent. You're going to think, well, this isn't important. That's okay. I can skip the ABC step. I can skip the workout. I can skip the focusing on my supplementation. I can skip sleeping to recover before that next workout or big day. I can skip a coaching session this week. I can skip recording a podcast this week because, hey, you've recorded almost 3,300. You do two a day. Surely it doesn't matter if you skip a day. I had a client who recently said to me, you know, you don't have to focus on improving yourself every day. I said, yes, I do. I said, the reason that I am the way that I am is because I have that focus. And if I stop, the hunger may disappear. So I keep going. I keep pushing and I keep doing what most people won't do. And I know that that momentum that I've created in that decision will lead to other steps that I take that most people won't do, but just become second nature. It's like, well, yeah, look, I have trained consistently for 36 years, over 36 years now. Fantastic. I've been focused on my food for over 36 years now, most of my life. Now, if I can then transfer that to other things like recording the podcast, do you think there's a chance I'm just about to stop recording podcasts? No, because now it's just part of what I do every day. And when I do have that time, like today being Sunday, I'm like, oh, right, I'm going to do a workout a little bit later because I had some sort of family things to do. This morning I thought, right, now's not the time. I'm not in the zone to do that workout. And because of the timing of how I eat and everything, I thought, all right, I'll do it later this afternoon, mid-afternoon, and I'll do the workout then. And then that will lead into kind of my first evening meal. So, I just know what it is that I need to do. And because I'm not becoming complacent with where I am, I say, well, no, there's no excuse for skipping that workout or you know, the podcast or the meal or whatever. It's like, no, the reason that you're able to keep on growing is because you're focused on being hungry. And to me, that is so, so important, because we can so easily fall out of a great habit and just become very, very complacent with who we are and where we are, and just say, yeah, that's enough. No, it's not enough. You've got to keep going. You've got to keep pushing, keep driving to achieve what it is that you are worthy of achieving. So don't stop. Keep going. Train like an underdog. Win like a champion. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. And if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. And opt in for that free consultation. See you tomorrow.